This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Governors in several states called in National Guard troops as protests over repeated killings by police of black men grew Saturday across the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz fully mobilized the state's National Guard and promised a massive show of force to help quell unrest that has grown increasingly destructive.
And we simply ask for cooperation to help us reestablish order on our streets, to make it clear that the force that has been put on the ground is there for the long haul, that this is not a place where violence in any way going to step on or dilute the message that we've got work to do around racial injustices.
The protests, which began in Minneapolis following Monday's death of George Floyd after a police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes, have left parts of that city a grid of broken windows, burned out buildings, and ransacked stores. However, the demonstrations have since become a national phenomenon as protesters decry years of deaths at the hands of police. President Donald Trump's response to George Floyd's death is also being criticized. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I stand before you. In a speech at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, President Trump called Floyd's death a grave tragedy that's filled the country with anger and grief.
Healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos, are the mission at hand.
And he vowed his administration would stop mob violence.
And we'll stop it cold.
But the president's tweets on the matter continue to draw ire. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's dividing the nation, invoking the rhetoric of 1960s segregationists and glorifying their tactics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. SpaceX, the private rocket company of billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, launched two Americans toward orbit from Florida on Saturday, in a mission that marks the first space flight of NASA astronauts from U.S. soil in 9 years.
2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 19 hours 22 UTC. Launching astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken on a 19-hour ride aboard the company's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule bound for the International Space Station. President Trump and Vice President Pence attended the launch from the Kennedy Space Center's Launch Pad 39A, the same launch pad that the Apollo astronauts used for their flight to the moon in 1969. Until Saturday, U.S. astronauts relied on Russian spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. The shuttle Atlantis was the last U.S. spacecraft to carry astronauts there in 2011. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bombing which killed two employees of an Afghan television station and wounded seven other people in Kabul. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakley.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Pope Francis on Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, the pontiff prayed the rosary in the Vatican gardens as tens of thousands of people in about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in.
Maria Santissima, tocca le coscienze.
As he prayed, the pontiff asked the Virgin Mary to touch leaders' consciences so that enormous sums spent to possess more armaments and to perfect them would be instead destined to the promotion of sufficient research to prevent such catastrophes as the worldwide pandemic in the future. Among those who prayed were Italian doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers, as well as people who recovered from the new coronavirus or lost family members. More than 33,000 people have died from the disease in Italy. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.